That's 772-678-6223. Come and expect your healing.
Talking about things and they don't talk about it long enough because they hit a little roadblock. And then that's it. I knew it. Amen. Well, you were defeated before you started. Amen. We had a, what was it the other day we had a message, talk your way out. Amen. You got to talk your way out of some stuff. I mean, you got to stay on it. Either the word is right or it's all a lie. Amen. Ain't no in between. Either the word is truth. See, we have to stay the course until truth supersedes facts. A lot of facts get laid out in front of us. But if that's not in agreement with the truth, I'm not accepting that. I might have to deal with that for a while. I might have to suffer that for a while, but I'm going to stay on the truth. Because the truth is what sets you free from the limiting potential, the bondages of facts. When God gives you a vision, you know, that's why we fight in the sense, the fight of faith. We ain't fighting the devil. We fight to maintain our course in faith. Amen. Because God doesn't check with you in your checkbook when he gives you a vision. Let me hold on. Let me see if you got it in your checkbook. No, he's studying your checkbook. He'll give you the vision. And see, a lot of us don't want to let go of the checkbook, but God, Lord. Listen, who gave you the checkbook? Who built the bank? Who owns it all? Moses, who made your mouth? Moses, I can't talk. He said, who made your mouth? Jeremiah said, I'm but a child. He said, I knew you before you was a child. And I ordained you before you became a child. What you talking about? Tell somebody, ain't no excuse. I told y'all an example. We used to get our mouths washed out. I still have that picture. I see my dad coming in. We didn't want dad getting involved because we know the lie soap was coming. But whenever he would lie, he would wash our mouth out. That wasn't no fun. they'll take you to court today. There's a lawsuit against you. Boy, I wish you would. I had a brother that got a whooping once. He thought he was tough. He thought he was going to fight, but they came home, and this is the only time this ever happened because we had utmost respect for our parents. But he came home drunk, and he said some things to my mother, that, and when we heard it, we knew. I says death in the air. Dad came home. I went and told him what went down. And my older brother, he thought it was all that. My dad just calmly went in the room and took his coat off. And, you know, went to the bathroom, came back out. And then he told Rick, come back in. Rick stormed back there, you know. He went in the room and closed the door. And we knew it was, we knew it was all over. After a while, you heard, doom, 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 doom. Like somebody get thrown around. And 5 minutes later, he comes running out of the room and ran out the house and ran up on the corner where a police officer was sitting. And you could see him. You know, we look at it. You could see him in there talking to the police officer. And so a couple minutes later, he gets into the police car with the police officer. Uh-oh. Police officer drives him up into the driveway, brings him in the house, said, Mr. Banks, here's your son. It ain't like today. Back in the day, you had nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. It took a village. Amen? Dimensions are, again, established through language. God's giving us a pure language. A pure language establishes chosen ground. Tell somebody, you got to keep talking. You can't be like the world, up and down, in and out, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes low with the ground, sometimes all around. No, you have to stay the course. Your tongue is what is the rudder on your entire body and is able to bring your entire body in the subjection. Okay, so it establishes chosen ground or territory. When we have God's pure language, listen closely, when we have God's pure language, it establishes clearly the territory God wants us to have. Remember he told Joshua, wherever the sole of your feet tread? But he said, let not the book of this law depart out of your mouth. Huh? But meditate there. Don't exchange it for some other testimony. Amen. Stay with the word. I'm telling you, someone's breakthrough is right there. Amen. Instead of succumbing to the pressure of the circumstance, keep speaking the word. You'll be amazed. God will work a miracle. That word will turn things. Why? Because it clearly marks the territory that belongs to God's people. Amen. I think of what Adam could have done. Adam could have told the devil, get thee behind me. It'd have been all over. He had the authority. I'm going to show you something tonight. The authority that you carry in the earth realm. And it's given by God. We looked at briefly, and I'm just going over some of what we went or had last time. But terminology. One of the main elements of any major change in history is a change in terminology. You're not happy with your life, your health. Yeah, you can go to the gym and that's good. But if you don't change your mindset and your mouth, you're it's for naught. If you're battling illness and stuff and you don't change the way you talk about it, if you're just always talking about the illness, always, you know, that's the dominant image in your mind, okay, that's where you're going. Nothing can help you. Doctors can't help you. But if you choose, even if the doctors say ain't no hope, but you choose, no, there's some hope. As long as I'm here, as long as I got breath in my body, there's some hope. How many know God is a miracle worker? He ain't stopped working miracles. He's not abdicated his throne or his authority, nor the authority that he's given to you. So the terminology, any major change in history was earmarked by new terminology. When we talked about a few little words, online, you know, you software. Where was software in the 70s? Soft what? The technical or special terms, terminology, is the special or technical terms used in a business, art, science, or special project. Every field of study has a terminology assigned to it. The kingdom of God has a terminology assigned to it. Remember, the whole dream had to do with a language that was being shared by these angelic hosts. And God said, I'm going to teach you this. They live in this dimension. I'm going to teach you this language because language will earmark or mark off the territories that are chosen by God for us. It's like creature features. When we got to talk about that, I mean, you got scared. You know, you were jumpy. And my youngest brother, we used to really scare him. You'll go and do stuff and turn the lights off, flick the lights. And I mean, he was real, you know. I apologize. I just saw how we treated him. But he was nervous, you know, crying. We get in trouble sometimes, but we could scare him because the words we would exchange. Well, the kingdom has a terminology, and it behooves us to master that language. Stop settling for mediocrity and average. God did not call you or anoint you to be average. The world will conform you to that, to think average, just getting by, hanging in there. You ask some people sometimes, how you doing? Oh, I'm hanging in there. And they are. They're hanging in there. I like to have people say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Even if they are in the middle of a struggle, they stay with that testimony. How many know we overcome by the blood? The word of our testimony. That's essential in overcoming, the word of your testimony. Every field of study has its own terminology. We looked at a little bit at dialect. I'm just building into this message tonight. We looked at dialect, how there's a different dialect of the same language all over the United States. In the Northeast, in the Northwest, in the Midwest, in the South, even in the Southwest, different dialects. And if somebody that's really is really ingrained in them, they can be speaking English and you don't understand what they're saying. But they're speaking the same language. It's just a different dialect. Now, there's a dialect that will bring the kingdom of God to the forefront. When we talk about it, it'll bring the kingdom of God to the forefront. Sometimes people are guilty of not speaking when they should speak, because the enemy's trying to push you into a corner. But if you speak and you speak certain things in accordance to the word, it'll bring the kingdom of God to the forefront. See, you have to understand one of the characteristics of a kingdom is that it's not going to share authority with another kingdom. Amen. Kingdoms will swallow up other kingdoms. They're not going to coexist. That's why the kingdoms of this earth are going to become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. It's not going to be any compromise. There's no compromise. That's the nature of a kingdom. Okay? So, the conversion of a kingdom is accomplished not through guns and bombs and missiles. It's accomplished through language. Amen. Heaven's dialect, when we get it in our mouth, and I'm telling you, let me tell you something. I'm telling you, if you'll hear this and begin to appropriate it in your life, everywhere you go, you will become magnetic. Amen. What do we mean? You know how a magnet, you put a bunch of nails right here or paper clips or something, get a magnet and set it right here, put it close enough, every one of those paper clips come right to the magnet. Those paper clips are like pieces of the puzzle of your destiny.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.